The title of the program is the EcoEd Young Researcher Program. So EcoEd is kind of the broader umbrella that's been around for around 10 years. And that includes this young researcher program and also some other initiatives where we'll go into schools in the area and run workshops and a bunch of other stuff. But the young researcher program specifically ended up being the focus this past semester.
So what's the young researcher program like?
Yeah, so this last semester, we ended up with 12 young researchers that participated. And the youngest student was, I believe, in second grade, and the oldest students were in ninth grade. And the program basically teaches kind of a wide array of research methods and research approaches to understand sustainability issues, environmental and social and economic, and how we have a lot of different tools at our disposal for understanding these issues. And then, you know, it's at RPI, so a lot of the students that are involved at RPI are majoring in things that are pretty technical in nature. So we have a whole lot of engineers. And so the projects, it's really project-based learning. The young researchers have their own individual projects, and the RPI students that are involved are mentors, and they are just kind of a resource, but a lot of the motivation and the research questions and the goals, all of that comes from the young researchers themselves.
So what were some of the young researchers' projects focused on?
Yeah, let's see. One of them was looking at fireworks and starting with the issues around how fireworks can impact air quality. This student ended up also looking at people with PTSD that might be more psychologically impacted by fireworks going off in their neighborhood. And they brought in a lot of different perspectives, including green chemistry. So they were looking at kind of the technicalities of how can we continue to celebrate holidays and kind of give the people what they want, if what they want is big, colorful explosions in the sky, but do that in a way that isn't impacting local air quality, and looking at really the whole life cycle of the fireworks from manufacture and how that relates to the health of the people making these things. And so that project kind of illustrates another kind of trend. So I spoke before about how we try to look at a lot of different aspects of the system around any given topic. And then there's all these different disciplines and methods. We also try to look at if there's kind of a thing at the center of the project, like in this case, fireworks, and in other cases, it might be bananas or swimming pools. And then once we start looking at that thing, we look for kind of its whole life cycle. So what kind of mining had to happen to get the materials that we need for this thing? And then on the other end, what happens when it's time to dispose of this? Are there ways of repairing it? How does that relate to the legal landscape around right to repair legislation, or the cultural landscape around things like Troy's own excellent bike rescue, right, which is helping create this culture of repair and skill sharing and all kinds of things. So that fireworks one did a really nice job kind of starting with a thing and looking at relatively obvious issues around it, and then following that thing through its whole life cycle and through all the different people that are impacted by that thing and impacting that thing.
So these young researchers come with their own ideas that they want to study from a sustainability perspective, and they're paired up with RPI students that can provide them with resources and guidance?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's providing really specific resources, we'll be sending them articles and podcasts and little video clips and things like that. But we also give them the kind of resource more generally of how to frame the problem. So most students very early on have some idea of the topic that they want to look at, but it takes some facilitation to help them go from topic to questions. And the way that I've learned research in the science and technology studies department at RPI as a grad student there was a huge emphasis on coming up with good questions. And there still is in all my teaching there. I think that ability to come up with good questions, to frame problems in creative ways, is a huge part of coming up with real solutions, right? Many times people have come up with ideas that they thought would be this kind of magical silver bullet tech fix. And then it turns out to often not only not solve the original problem, but end up causing a whole host of other problems.
So how do the young researchers present their project that they work on?
Over the years, when we were in person, we would have these young researcher symposiums, and we had them for almost 10 years in a row. And students would do things like put on plays representing the different types of people around an issue. So I think it was last year, one of the students put on this amazing play about the water quality issues in our region around PFOA and related chemicals. And the student just called on the parents and the siblings and RPI students and everybody that was there for the presentation and got them involved and had them wear a little sign around their neck that said, like, I'm the mayor, or I work for the chemical company, and then presented this research through the lens of all these different advocates or these different stakeholders that are affected by the issue and might have different levels of power around the issue. So that play was one of my favorite expressions of the research over the years. This year, with this virus and all of its many rippling effects, we knew we had to switch it up. And so we never really came back physically from spring break, and we had only had one session in person. And so we moved everything online. We played with a bunch of different technologies to make that work. And we thought one way that would be a great mode of expression of research would be to use the radio. So we ended up asking every young researcher to produce roughly a 5-minute piece on the radio. And some of them are pretty straightforward. They kind of just talk through what they learned in their research. Others include having like a kind of call-in game show style presentation. Others are kind of like staged conversations. There's a great one from one of our youngest researchers in conversation with her mom about the local food system and farms and farmland being turned into strip malls. And it ends with this great like call to action and talks about how this second grader is organizing with other second graders in her community to try to kind of save farmland and revitalize local food systems.
Wow, the Young Researcher Program seems like a really special opportunity for some of these young adults who, like many others of their generation, are really impassioned by some of these environmental and social issues. So to be paired with a mentor from RPI, a college student with more technical experience that can give them guidance towards where to find scientific information and how to present their research topic in a creative way seems like a really valuable experience. So if there's any young adult students out there or their parents that are interested, how might they get involved in this Young Researcher Program?
Yeah, so right now the best way to learn more would be to email me. And I'm always really excited to hear from new people that want to get involved with the program. So my email is costeb2@rpi.edu. And we run the program every spring, so it'll be a little while before we run the next version of it in spring 2021. But we'll definitely welcome a new cohort then. And I'll say my email one more time. It's costeb2@rpi.edu. I'd love to hear from people that want to get involved.
And if anyone is interested in this program, we will be airing some of the young researchers' audio projects in the future. And so I just want to thank you, Brandon, for sharing what the Young Researcher Program is all about and how people can get involved.
Sure thing. Yeah. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today and to get some of this research out to the people. Thanks a lot.